Hey Brandon, I don't think anyone could have expected to see you in a Rocket jersey somewhere down the line, but in such a strange season, that's something that can happen. What happened with your decision with the organization, maybe to ask you to play a game coming back from a long-term injury? How did you handle all these things in the last couple of hours?
Well, I really wanted to play a game before the playoffs started, and obviously it wasn't possible with our schedule. But with this week off, Burge approached me and asked if, he said it was totally your call. If you want to do it, feel free. And I was all for the idea. Really happy I did. It felt decent out there, but you can't simulate game action just to get your lungs and your legs back into it. You can't, those little plays that you have to make when you're tired. You can't simulate that in practices or your skates with the trainers. So I'm really happy these guys let me come out, and Price was the same way.
We just talked with Raphaël Harvey-Pinard, who has been really looking forward to playing with you. We talked with him this week about it, and now tonight was very impressive for him to play with you because he's been maybe copying what you've been doing for the last couple of years. How did you face all of this with the kid in the dressing room?
You know what? He's a really good player. He works incredibly hard, and he's here for a reason. I was happy to play with him. He's a guy that you can see is eager to make that jump to the next level, and it shows in his attitude, his character. Shift after shift, he just does the right things. You can tell he's really taken in what the coaching staff has told him, and he's it's hard to find a harder working player on the ice. So happy I got the chance to play with him for sure.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Brendan, just first thing first, you haven't played in a while. You're coming back from injury. How did the injury feel? And do you feel 100% ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel good. Injury is now in the back of my head. I don't have to think about it. Everything felt good. There were some certain areas, but I'll blame those more on the lungs. And, as the game went on, I felt more and more comfortable. There was, some plays that, I wasn't all that happy with, but for the most part, I can leave here feeling pretty confident myself. And, I'll be able to jump in with the big boys there and help the team come to playoff time. So I was pretty happy with the game.
My partner on the broadcast, JP, and I were talking. There was a shift in the second period, and it was one of your longer shifts that you stayed out there. We were curious if you did that on purpose to test yourself to see if you can have a longer shift, because your shifts up to that point were very short.
Yeah, I wanted to, obviously start the game with some short ones, but I wanted to push it a little bit. They call it a conditioning stint for a reason, and I wanted to, see where I'm at. There was some times where I felt like I got a little tired at the end of shifts, but that was a situation at the end of a period where I knew I probably wasn't going to have another one, so I had plenty of time to recover. So I just wanted to, push it a little bit and see if I could stay out there and handle it. And those are, that's really the thing when you're out of the lineup for so long. The lactic acid in your legs builds up, and that's when you need to be able to make plays. So I was happy with this opportunity tonight to be able to kind of get that out of the system and work on it and feel more confident come, game one of the playoffs here.
Ramon Lavoie.
Merci, Charles. Hi, Brendan. Can you talk about the way you built your game tonight from the first period to obviously a lot of ice time at the end of the game? And as I saw, you even find new friends on the Marley side tonight.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. I thought it might happen a little earlier. there was really only one way to play the game. So it was, like I said, I felt pretty good. With the puck, there was no issues. I felt pretty good. Missed a couple one-timers. I was a little disappointed in. More so just, like I mentioned, the heavy legs, and I wasn't really in the perfect shooting position. So I was, as that third, I felt better in the second than I did in the first, and I felt better in the third than I did in the second. So that's positive for me to be able to take that. And like I said, with the puck was fine. It was more so making the reads and seeing the plays develop away from the puck that as the game went on, I felt more and more comfortable.
And it's a special group. The Rocket played well again tonight. How did you find the pace of the game with the Rocket?
They do a lot of things right. You can see they're well coached, and the details of their game are strong, and they're a team that enjoys being around each other. So it was good to see. It was a fun team to be around, a fun atmosphere. They obviously welcomed us with open arms. I knew a lot of these guys from getting called up and playing with them before. So you know, I was it was easy transition for me to come in, and these guys, they had an unbelievable season. They can be proud of themselves. I think it was a tough season, especially with the no playoffs, to stay motivated. But these guys, you know, they won their division, and they deserve a lot of credit for it.
We'll take four more for Galley. We'll go with Eric Engels.
Hey, Brendan. Know you're a big golfer. I don't know if you ever go to the range, but I'm just wondering if that kind of, to what extent this opportunity for you and Carey was kind of like a range session before a big match. Just kind of get some good shots in, get the bad ones out of the bag, and then go out there.
Well, to answer your first question, I probably should go to the range more, but it's easier for me to just go out and tee it up, feel it as the round goes on. But, it, you know, that's kind of what it is. It was a chance to test yourselves. And I think, and I talked to Pricey, he said the same thing. You know, the more and more you played, the more and more comfortable you got and back in it. You just can't simulate game action. And, you know, we were pretty thankful to get this opportunity. It's not something that gets to happen all the time to feel it out. And as the game went on, you know, it starts to come back to you a little bit. So we were definitely appreciative of them having us out here, and we had a good time.
On that theme, you know, there's only so much to pick up watching on TV, but it really looked like Carey was having fun out there. Like it looked like he was happy to be back in the rink. You sense that from him, and is that a common thing with him, especially at this time of year, as you guys get ready for playoffs?
He's excited. He's excited for this opportunity. And, you know, it's never fun being out of lineup. You can cheer for your teammates and all that, but you want to be a part of it for sure. So, you know, he's eager to be back. I think it was a frustrating time for him for sure. And, you know, the excitement and the hunger is definitely there. And it's nice to see.
Jean-François Chaumont.
Hi, Brendan. You know Carey pretty well. Do you believe that that type of game, even though it was the AHL level, will be really helpful for Carey starting the playoff?
Yeah, no, I think it does. I mean, we're here for a reason, to feel good about ourselves and feel a little bit more confident. You know, would have been nice to win the game. I'm not going to lie to you. Competitive guys would have been nicer to help these guys get a win the last game of the year. But unfortunately, it didn't go that way. But for the most part, you take the positives from this thing. And for us both, be able to knock off the rust, and it's more so the brain. He kind of said the same thing. You know, as soon as the game starts to slow down for you, you feel more comfortable and confident. And that's when the plays happen. And for him, the same way, as that game went on, you know, he felt more and more comfortable, and he was able to read the play, read the puck. And, you know, it's just something you can't simulate. So this was a really good opportunity for us.
Were you surprised to see that Carey decide to play maybe an extra 10 minutes?
No, I kind of knew he was going to do that. You know, I think, you know, a tough start for both of us, but I think he wanted those last 10 minutes just to, you know, leave feeling a little bit better and get the extra work. And I wasn't really all that surprised, no.
Jean-Luc?
Thank you, Charles. Brendan, tonight you had a young fellow on your other wing who says that he patterns his game after you. Cole Caulfield says he does the same thing. When you have young players coming up through the system that that are basically idolize you, how does that put it into perspective of your career, what you've accomplished, and where your career is at this stage?
No, I feel really fortunate that I was able to be around a lot of really good pros my first couple years in the league, and if I'm able to do that for younger players, it'll be a special feeling for sure. Talked a lot about the guys I played with my first couple years. Georgie and Gianta were a big part of that, but especially Gio. When I looked at his game as a smaller player, and you just got the chance to watch him every day, it's not so much what he says to you, it's how he acts and what he does, and I feel like that's when you pick up the most. So, you know, it's a big responsibility to try and do the right thing every day, but for the most part, you just be yourself. And if they have questions, if you see something, you know, obviously you approach them, but they're such talented and good players, hardworking players, that you let them do their thing. And if you can help them out along the way and make the learning curve a little bit shorter for them, you know, it's something you're happy to do.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you, guys.
Galley, we have one last question. We'll go with Arpin.
Sorry,
to close this off.
And nice try, man.
I got practice in the morning.
Very nice try. I like how you're walking around in your Canadians gear, flexing around all the AHL guys.
I was a little disappointed they didn't have Rocket gear for me. It was nice gear they have, but
yeah, good stuff. I was watching the game and I was trying to think, you know, like there was a stretch where Price wasn't getting a lot of shots, and but you watch and there's still some value to being out there looking through, you know, looking through traffic and like, and trying to, you know, just basic movements when the puck's in his end. For you, what are some of those things? Like, you know, you didn't score and you had those one timers that you kind of whiffed on, but whatever. I mean, were there elements of the game that you can't recreate that you needed to go through, and that it's nice to go through in a situation like this, as opposed to game one of the playoffs?
Yeah, there were a lot of things. You know, the biggest things for me that I'm going to take away from this game is, you know, when your legs get heavy, you know, it's usually the first 30 seconds are fine. The next 15 are where you have to be able to make the play and you have to be able to think. And that's where your brain goes, and being able to turn your brain on and see the plays develop and see them happen, mostly away from the puck as well. You know, who's the most dangerous player in the D zone, who's on a forecheck, on a control forecheck, what's your responsibility, who you're picking up. You know, there's just reads that you make that you can't simulate. So it's, you know, like I said, I felt pretty comfortable with the puck all game, but my brain, I thought, got better as it went on, just picking things up, and especially playing tired. You know, Joel, I definitely won't complain about not playing enough. He played me plenty tonight, and I was able to challenge myself in those situations that I was appreciative of.
At the end, after the salute to the empty building there, it looked like you kind of passed out and keeled over onto Price. Is that a good reflection of how you felt? And he just gave you that little tap on the head.
I think I played the last 4 minutes of the game, which is new to me. That might have been the most I've played since Pee Wee hockey. So it was new to me. Just trying to survive the last few minutes of that one.